It is now 9 o'clock, so I'm going to pass the torch on to Rabbi Ezer Diena, who's going to give us a shiur. Rav Ezer, I'll let you introduce it yourself. So without further ado.
Thank you very much. First of all, thank you to Rav Noam and to all of you for having me here for your Leil Limud.
Ezer, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me? Can anybody hear me?
Sure, I can hear you. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, you're very clear enough.
So first of all, thank you very much to Rav Noam and to the rest of you for having me here for your Leil Limud, for your Tikkun Leil Erev Shavuot tonight. I'm very thankful for the opportunity. I want to thank the Wassermans as well for their sponsorship of the program and wish them Mazel Tov. I'm just going to pull up my source sheet on my screen over here. What I'm talking about tonight is standing for the Aseret HaDibrot, honors to Hashem are possible Avodah Zarah. Now, while we may not have so much of a practical question that relates to this year on Shavuot morning, we know, of course, that on Shavuot, we read, as part of the Torah reading on the first day, the Aseret HaDibrot, what is commonly translated as the Ten Commandments. I won't use that translation tonight because I don't think that's a very good translation. We'll talk a little bit more about that within the shiur. But the question is generally about the status of the Aseret HaDibrot within Judaism. What do we think about it? What do we say about it? And there's some interesting discussion specifically around this custom of standing up during that section of the Torah reading, whether on Shavuot morning or whether we read it the two other times during the year on Parshat Yitro and in Parshat Vayetchanan. So how exactly does that work? We're going to introduce it with a section from the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos tells us in source number one, can everybody see the source sheet? Give me a thumbs up or a yell. Okay, lots of thumbs up. That means the people can see five or six source sheets in front of them. Great. So the Gemara tells us, that this was sort of the early versions of Tefillah. What would you read in Tefillah? You'd read the Aseret HaDibrot and Shema V'Hayam Shema V'Yomer Emet V'Yatziv, and then you'd have the Avoda, which is sort of the service. What we might say is the Bracha V'Rtzei Hashem Elokeinu, which again, depending on what time we're talking about here, may have been something that related to the Beit HaMikdash, not asking us to bring back the Beit HaMikdash as much. But, and V'Yachad Kohanim. And in the Gemara itself tells us, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Yehuda says in the name of Shmuel, who is his teacher, Aspik Vulin Bikshulaso. Okay, they wanted to do this outside the temple as well, because again, this was happening within the temple. Even they wanted to do this elsewhere, and you know what? They wanted to do it El Shekvar Bitlum Ibn Tarom Etaminim. They actually abolished the recitation just of the Ten Commandments. That's what the Gemara is talking about here. They stopped. They said, no one is allowed to recite the Aseret HaDibrot, the Ten Commandments during davening. Why? Shekvar Bitlum, they had annulled them because of Tar'omet Haminim. Tar'omet Haminim is translated here, the grievance of the heretics. There were complaints. There were challenges being issued by the Minim, the heretics. I'm going to stop here for a moment. We're going to get back to the rest of the Gemara in a moment, just to jump down to Rashi here for a moment. What does this mean? If you see in the translation here, in the Davidson edition, which is the Koren and Steinsaltz translation, that there were people that were arguing that the entire Torah, with the exception of the Ten Commandments, may not have actually come from Hashem, may not have been spoken to the Jewish people, and that therefore, if somehow in our prayer we single out the Aseret HaDibrot, which again, Ten Commandments is not the best translation, I think, for that, that would in some way be showing that those are legit and everything else is just, that doesn't matter as much. Rashi brings this as well. Shelo yomru le'amei ha'aret, that these heretics should not say to those who were unlearned, Ein sha'ar Torah emet, that the rest of the Torah is not truthful.
Computers are not working, the internet is off.
Any chance we'd be able to mute the other people here? Okay, thank you. To say, Ein sha'ar Torah emet, that these heretics would go to those who were unlearned and say, you know, the rest of the Torah is not really true. V'teidu, and what's the proof to this? She'ein koren ela ma'asha amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'shamu mipi Sinai. Because they're giving it such a high status, and therefore there seems to be some concern that if we are to give the Aseret HaDibrot some sort of special status, people will pick up on this and say, that's because the Aseret HaDibrot, that's the real Torah. The rest of the Torah, that's just commentary. Who were these people, by the way? So if you have the many versions, including Dikduke Sofrim, which is a sefer on the text of the Talmud, but many other later printings of the Talmud, not including the earlier Vilna printings, actually have this Rashi out the way that Rashi wrote it, uncensored. They were able to find an earlier uncensored version of Rashi. Rashi says this refers to Talmidei Yeshu. These are the students of Jesus or his disciples, meaning it was apparently some sort of Christian belief. And you can read a lot more about this at the article that I've linked below this, that apparently Christians at that time believed and may have even been going around telling Jews that, look, the only mitzvot you need to keep, the only mitzvot that are really from God are the Ten Commandments. Those, again, are more legitimate than the rest of the Torah. And for that reason, this was the reason why we said outside of the Beit HaMikdash, no one's allowed to read the Aseret HaDivrot. And in fact, if we jump back up to source number one, I'm going to highlight where we were up to. The Gemara tells us, Tanya Nami Hachi, this was also taught in a brighter, Rinasan Omer, Bigvulin Bikshu Likrot Kein Alash Kavar Bitlum Ibn Taram Etaminim. In the outlying areas, they sought to recite them, but they'd already abolished their recitation. And then the Gemara says again, Rabba Bar Bar Chana, a different person this time, Safar Lamikvi Inu Bistura, he wanted to reinstitute this recitation of the Aseret HaDibrot during the time of Kriyat Shema. Amar Le Rav Chista, Rav Chista told him, Kvar Bitlum Ibn Taram Etaminim. No. And in case you didn't get the message the first three times, the Gemara continues. Amemar Savar Lamikvi Inhu bin Nahardah. Amemar wanted to reestablish them and again institute this back again in Nahardah, which was another city. And Amar Le Ravashi, Ravashi tells him, nope, Kvar Bitlum Ibnei Taromet Aminim. This is not something that you can do. There's too much of a concern of heretics. So this jumps along and makes its appearance in all sorts of other contexts that relate to the Aseret HaDibrot as well, specifically standing for the reading of the Aseret HaDibrot. So, what we have here is a nice summary by Professor Eliezer Bashan of Bar Ilan University for their Daf Parshat HaShavua. He really summarized a lot of the sources. Most of these sources are also brought at length in Rabbi Ovadia's Tshuva on this, Rabbi Ovadia Yosef's response on this, which we're going to see below. But we'll just read quickly through his summary of the customs surrounding this. That he brought in his article. Arising for the reading of the Ten Commandments first appears, to the best of our knowledge, in a responsum of Maimonides, which relates a dispute over this issue. So here's the question that was posed to Rambam, to Maimonides, in the Tshuvot HaRambam, in his responsa. In one community, they were accustomed to stand during the reading until a wise rabbi came there and annulled that custom, instructing them to sit when it was read and preventing them from standing. And he, this rabbi, included in his reply that anyone who wishes to stand when the Aseret HaDibrot read from the Torah scroll should be reproached, because to do so is the way of heretics who believe that the Ten Commandments have more importance than the rest of the Torah. And whenever the heretics believe differently from our rabbis of blessed memory, we must distance ourselves from them. So he says, listen, this rabbi had come into this community which had a custom of standing for the Aseret HaDibrot, and said, anybody who stands for the Aseret HaDibrot is aligning themselves with the heretics of yesteryear, as we see from the passage in the Gemara and Brachot that we just saw. And Rambam replies, says, that which the late rabbi instituted to sit is proper and his proofs are correct. The Rambam upholds this ruling and there is nothing to add to them. And it would be proper to do this in every place where they are accustomed to stand. One should prevent them from doing so because of the possible damage to belief. As some people may imagine that there are various levels of Torah and that only some parts are exalted. And that is a very bad thing. The claim of the opposing sage that in Baghdad and several other cities they did this is by no means a proof. So just because you had this minhag is meaningless. For if there were sick people, we do not make the healthy sick in order to render them all equal. Rather, we should try to cure each sick person. That's obviously a very, very strong statement coming from Rambam of all people. And he says, no way, I'm not giving in on this. Absolutely, people cannot stand during the Aseret HaDibrot. The rabbis have already taught us that there is no difference between one who denies the divine nature of the entire Torah and one who claims that a single verse Moses authored on his own. There were among the heretics those who believed that only the Ten Commandments were given from heaven, or the Aseret HaDibrot, although they may believe them as the Ten Commandments. And the remainder of the Torah was said by Moses itself. Therefore, the daily reading of the Ten Commandments was eliminated. And he says this was a reason to even remove, to stop reading them on a daily basis. Some people still have this, but that's the, of course, he's making reference back to the Gemara, which we saw in Brachot, which says, even though they used to be recited every day during Kriyat Shema, dressed before the Shema, we have stopped doing that, and exactly, we must not, it is strictly forbidden to treat parts of the Torah as if more exalted than another part. So that's the response of Rambam. However, despite this very, very strong ruling from someone who was a major player in the halachic landscape of the time. Despite Maimonides' unequivocal answer, popular custom prevailed and people continued to stand during the reading of the Aseret HaDibrot. For example, Rav Shmuel Aboav was asked by the community in Reggio di Calabria, Italy, if it is correct to observe the custom of standing during the reading of the Aseret HaDibrot. In his reply, he states, "We rule to observe this custom, which is spread over most of the congregations of Israel." He justifies standing as an expression of honor and reverence, as if we were welcoming the Holy Presence Shekhinah on this great and awesome occasion of Matan Torah. In his opinion, there no longer exists the fear that the claims of heretics would affect believers, the sons of believers. In other words, past objections to standing were no longer relevant. And I think this may resonate with a lot of us to say, listen, how many people do we know are going to come into shul and say, you see, the Jews only stand up during the Aseret HaDibrot and they're not standing for the other parts of laning, which is a separate discussion altogether as to whether or not people should try to stand during Kriyat HaTorah. To think that is quite unreasonable. And in fact, we see even later, hundreds of years later, people still have this custom. The Chidah says that absolutely people should stand in the face of this Rambam. And that's really the next paragraph that he brings. Chaim Yosef David Azulai, who's living in the 1700s. I don't know, this continues, and a lot of people explain that it's because we're recreating Matan Torah. We were standing there, in awe of the and in reverence of the Shekhinah, so that's what we do still today. And this basically, essentially boils down to a machloket between, as we saw, those who say you can continue standing and those who say you can't. What seems to be the basis of the machloket, as we see from this discussion, as summarized, again, by Professor Bashan, Rambam seems to say we still have this concern, and others seem to say we don't have this concern. The question is, being that it seems pretty clear that we don't have a concern that people are actually going to think this, should we worry about it at all? And for that, I bring you a Gemara in Pesachim. The Talmud tells us in source number 5, Amar Rabbi Avahu, this is referring to the way that we recite Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuto Leolam Va'ed. Rabbi Avahu says, Hitkinu Sheyihu Omrim Oto Bekol Ram Mipnei Taromet Haminim. The sages instituted that the people should recite it aloud due to the grievance of the heretics. It was instituted to prevent the heretics from claiming that the Jews are surreptitiously reciting inappropriate statements. They were whispering things the Minim didn't like, that they wanted to hear everything the Jews were saying out loud so they could make sure it was nothing too bad. And says Rabbi Avo, Uva Naharda, but in the city of Naharda, or maybe the Gemara adds, Dileka Minim, that there are no heretics in this city, Ad Hashta Amrila Bechashai. Then they can recite it quietly even now. There is nothing wrong with that. Why? Because there are no heretics in Harda. What's the question that I'm going to ask you all now with a couple of minutes left of this year? What was one of the places which we listed above in source number 1 in the Gemara that they tried to have this recitation of the Ten Commandments or the Aseret HaDibrot? It was in Harda. See? We have it down here. A Mamer wanted to establish it there. So if there are no heretics there, what would we prohibit it? So there are really two ways to go. One way to go, in accordance with the Rambam's view, would be to say, if it's gone, it's gone. If we don't have this custom anymore, for whatever the reason, you still have to keep it even when it's no longer relevant. Other people, though, might argue to say that no. At the end of the day, this story with Amemar may have happened at a later stage in history where heretics were present in Harda. And in fact, various commentaries make that statement and they say this must be at a later time in history when there were heretics because otherwise it would have been approved. And we can say that that's a machloket. Nevertheless, however, there are many contemporary authorities who still fight against this minhag that happens in many places, including Rav Avadjah Yosef, based on the words of the Rambam, including the Mishnah Berurah. And they seem to think that there is still a concern of this. In their times especially. As we finish up here, at the end of the day, there are going to be those who uphold it and they give various nice reasons for doing so. There are those who still think that it's a bad idea. And I think the following anecdote and very well-known joke is a good way to close, as did the Torah and Hora newsletter on this very topic. A young scholar was invited to become rabbi in a small old community on his very first Shabbat, which was Parshat Yitro, I guess, or Vaitchan, and a hot debate erupted as to whether one should or should not standing during the reading of the Aseret HaDibrot. Next day, the rabbi visited 98-year-old Mr. Katz in the nursing home. Mr. Katz, I'm asking you as the oldest member of the community, said the rabbi. What is our synagogue's custom during the reading of the Ten Commandments? Why do you ask, asked Mr. Katz. And the rabbi responds, yesterday we read the Ten Commandments. Some people stood, some people sat. The one standing started screaming at the one sitting, telling them to stand up. The one sitting started screaming at the one standing, telling them to sit down. That, said the old man, is our custom. So everybody should have a happy Shavuos and hopefully food for thought about the role of the Aseret HaDibrot, even if we're still at home this year. for Torah reading on Shavuot. Thank you very, very much.